What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Hellfire Club. I'm your host, Chip Satterfield, joined only by the other co-host who made the playoffs, Brian Wolf.
Oh, it's nice to be here. This is weird. Is this might be the first time we've both made playoffs together.
It might be. It might be. I don't want to point fingers at whose fault that normally is, but we're both there, and we both got matchups this week. I'm excited, and it's not each other, which is nice too.
Yeah, exactly. At least we both might have a chance to see week two.
Yeah, no kidding.
Where's Chris at? Do you think he's griefing in a corner somewhere? Is that why he's not here right now?
I mean, he's the man to be in the poop bowl, I think. I don't know why he's not here. Didn't make this Thursday. I don't know. Maybe he needs to watch the football game. I have no idea. But, Yeah, we'll be without him. And actually, in the interest of time, dear listener, we don't have time to edit or do anything else. So we're going to speed run through it, and I'm just going to start doing transitions. There's going to be no musical stings. It's going to be a rough one this week, but just please stick with us. Just fucking rolling, all right? And speaking of rolling, now some news from the league. Waivers ran. I paid 12 for Sexy Rexy against no one. I don't want to talk about it. Tim paid 4 for Okonkwo. Andrew signed the Carolina D after waivers ran. Wolfie, you picked up Juwan Johnson. Chris got the Denver D, and AJ added Paris Campbell. Now, I did text Chris, and he said his waiver of the week was Tim picking up Okonkwo. Now, I do want to pause here. I think Tim, and I think Chris falls into this, but I think he just keeps chasing tight end points. Like, I said it back when he traded for dude in New Orleans. And I think he's doing it again. He regrets his early season trade with me for the tight end 5, Pat Freiermuth. And he's never recovered mentally, I think.
No, I mean, Chris has always been like that, but I mean, really at this point, if you can't find one, you're not going to. Like, the season's been bad for tight ends. Like, to give some perspective in the situation, Dallas Goedert, who's been out for like 5 weeks now, he went out as the tight end 4. He's only the tight end 9, and he's missed 5 weeks in a row. Like, that should say it all right there. He's only dropped 5 spots being just goosing people. So I don't. Yeah, the landscape sucks this year. I mean, that's why I picked up Juwan. He, in my mind, has the best chance of doing something this week if Goddard doesn't play.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. So I saw a wild stat on Reddit about tight ends this season where Travis Kelce is the number one tight end. The number two tight end is Mark Andrews. The difference between them, I think, is about 90 points in, I think, standard. Damn. Yeah. It's a big gap. For context, though, the gap between Mark Andrews and the tight end, like, 16, who is actually Mark Andrews' backup, Isaiah Likely, is also 90 points. Like, that gap is massive. Tight ends, except for Kelce this year, have sucked.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's tough out there. It really is. That's why I was so sad when Goddard went out. This is, like, one of the first times I've had a top 5 tight end that hasn't cost me my ass during the draft, and he's just it freaking sucks. But I'm more impressed you were able to pronounce that tight end's name. You said Okonkwo, right?
I believe so. Okay. That was a literary character in Things Fall Apart, a book we read in high school. So I think that's how you say it. That's how we said it back then anyway.
Yeah, I mean, sounds good to me. Okay. I didn't want to go out and guess what it was.
Yeah, I'm going with Okonkwo. All right, transition number 2. The weekly segment this week is week 14 matchups. We're talking about the playoffs, baby, and also the Poop Bowl. You want to start with the Poop Bowl, the less important matchups?
Meh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll just run through real quick. AJ versus Ethan. I take Ethan in this one. I think George Pickens will see Sauce Gardner in the Jets secondary. And Debo going down is huge for both Ayuk and Kittle. So I think Ethan's team, like, will do fine this week. I think AJ will lose and continue to be a part of the poop bowl. What about you?
Yeah. No, I agree with you for all the same reasons. I had a little less analysis, but, like, I mean, man, these guys are riding some losing streaks right now, so one of them's got to win, hopefully. But yeah, I take Ethan's team this week. I think he's got a more sound lineup and some better matchups than AJ's working with.
All right, and then the second matchup is Chris versus Justin. I think Chris wins this. Chris's team is arguably good. I mean, it scored the most points last week. He's finally sort of...
Broken clock is right at least once a day, right?
Yeah, I think when everyone's healthy and stuff, his team's all right. But I don't know. I think right now, like, I think Chris will, like... I think he'll be fighting for seventh. I really think he has a shot to win the entire poop bowl.
Yeah, I have the opposite take. I'm going with your analysis that the Miami and Buffalo game might be a little snowy, a little windy, and Chris has Josh Allen and Tyreek Hill. Both of those guys are kind of shut down by the elements. I don't know. That really kind of takes the wind out of his sails. And I mean, not like I'm really going to bring it up, but like Justin's team almost sneaky beat me last week. So like, I don't know. It could happen.
Okay. Sneaky beat you at like 70 points, though. I don't know that that's saying much.
I mean, Chris is 5-9 for a reason. He hasn't found that many wins either.
All right. Fair enough. I do like the Tyreek and Allen call out. That's a good reason. I still think Chris might edge him out because Justin doesn't seem to be able to put up more than 75 a week.
Yeah.
So who knows? Okay. So moving on to the actual matchups that matter. First we have me versus Timothy. So going first, I have to go with myself, right? Like that's what you taught us early in the season when I was making calls. Yeah. I gotta go with myself. Bills, you said it earlier, they might be in a whiteout, and he has Diggs is huge for him. I think a lot of his players have tough matchups, so hopefully they don't get into shootouts. They're just like good defenses that can shut these kids down, or at least that's fingers crossed. I'm hoping for it.
I think your route to victory this week really leads through Diggs not having a good game if the weather's bad, so I'm hoping for your sake and for my prediction on Justin that's the case, because I don't know if it ends up being like a good weather day, man, that could see that game just being a shootout.
Yeah. I mean, pretty effective offenses. Although, did I see that Tua was like maybe not practicing or something? Is he okay?
Was he the one who had like a stomach bug or something like that?
No, that was Justin Fields. Actually, good transition. We'll just move on to your matchup. Wolfie versus Andrew. And my analysis is if Justin Fields goes, I think you get this one. It's hard to vote against Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts is kind of all Andrew has at this point, unless Jonathan Taylor makes a triumphant return. But Justin Fields has been the one out with an illness. I don't think he's practiced yet this week, and we're recording Thursday.
I don't know. I got a notification today that he was upgraded from questionable to healthy, so maybe it's just like the flu or whatever.
Oh, good. Yeah, they said it wasn't anything major. He was just out with a sickness.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be our quarterbacks playing against each other, so that'll be kind of fun. But yeah, honestly, I mean, I think I have a good chance this week, but man, my team has just really let me down the past couple weeks. In the past couple weeks, a few players have popped, but I've just had way too many people getting me sub 5 points. So I need to hope that the stars align this week. I'm pulling ETN. He's lost his way for some reason. I don't know why. But I'm hoping Ja'Marr Chase just keeps on continuing to have these good games. He kind of struggled his first game back, but last week he looked like the player he was before his injury. So that's the least positive news.
Yeah. ETN, dude, that would be hard for me to pull because he sees so many opportunities. Like, even the last 2 weeks, I know he, like, scored, like, 3 and then 6 or something wild like that. But he still had, like, 17 attempts each game, which is a good number of attempts. It just didn't, it didn't happen to turn into points for him.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, it's tough out there.
And my second reasoning for yanking him this week was they're playing the Cowboys.
The boys are pretty good.
Yeah, that's not a favorable matchup, and he hasn't really found pay dirt the past couple weeks. I think he, if I can ride this week out, I think he might be primed for a week 16 appearance, but nah, I'm not trusting it right now. I'm just hoping AJ Dillon doesn't goose me. Although he's been riding a hot hand, so who knows?
Yeah, he's done all right, actually. AJ Dillon has been a draft day steal for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to the outro. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Getting it done in under 13 minutes.
That is impressive. This must be a record.
It definitely is. I don't know about you, but the Adderall that I snorted before this was definitely helpful for that.
Yeah.
Do you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
Boy, at this point in the year, I mean, I'll just do a little victory lap. I mean, congratulations to everyone that made the playoffs. Finally, you and I get to be here together. No one's on the outside looking in. But for those who are on the outside looking in, such as Chris and surprisingly Brandon, yeah, I mean, don't give up hope. You still got that that 80% of your winnings you can get back. So, you know, you got something still to play for. Brandon's got a bye week so he can whip his team into shape by week 16. But yeah. Just keep going, and the season's almost over. Only, God, 3 weeks now. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is nuts. I actually, I'm with you, keep playing, but I was looking at draft positions and who got in the playoffs, and actually 5 out of the 6 people who got in the playoffs picked very close to the turn. You were the anomaly. You picked, like, what, 7th? You won the poop poll.
Yeah.
So you were the anomaly, but I was 3rd, Allie was 2nd, Andrew was 1st, and then Tim and who else made the playoffs? Tim and, oh God, why am I blanking?
Didn't you say everyone there? Oh, Mitch?
Oh yeah, Mitch. Tim and Mitch, like, picked at the end of the draft. I think Mitch was 11, Tim was 12. So, like, yeah. You were the outlier in the middle of the draft. I just thought that was interesting. I don't know that actually equates to anything. I just thought.
I think it proves that, like, even if you're at the end of the draft, that doesn't mean you're going to automatically have a bad season.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
That's more so proving that point, that our way of doing the draft setup and all that actually kind of works pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to interpret it that way.